Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
I wonder if I remember how to do this. Hey, it's Friday. And I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo for an episode of Casual Friday, the first live show in 3 weeks. And when I say live, we are in the studio. We did a couple live shows remote, but we're actually in the studio. How you doing, Elisa?
I am doing great.
Yeah, I need you to get just a little closer to your mic, or I'll just turn it up over here. Anyway, this is going to be so much fun. I'm happy to be back.
I'm so glad to be back in the studio. What is it that Dorothy says from The Wizard of Oz?
There's no place like home. And that's true. We had a great time in Los Angeles, and we have to thank our hosts at Quest Nutrition for having us out there. It's an amazing, amazing company. There's no way for me to talk about how much respect I have specifically for Ron Penna and the things that he's doing over at Quest without, you know, sounding like I'm pimping, but I have to pimp them. You know, there are so many successful companies out there that make a lot of money selling supplements, and they buy cars and houses and, you know, fancy stuff. And Quest is diverting that money through a 501(c) charitable organization called Epigenics, and they have tasked themselves with the mission of curing cancer. And we're actually going to have an interview a little bit later in the show with Daniel Orego, who runs, he's the vice president of Keto Pet Foundation. We're going to talk about why what's going on in Texas is so important for humans. But I've never seen a company that had such altruistic goals and missions use their business as an economic engine to fund those goals. It's just amazing. They're not going out and begging for money to do these things. They're taking their own money and they're spending it on unbelievable stuff.
And they are curing cancer in dogs.
Right. And really, there's things that I don't know that I can even talk about. I'll let Daniel speak to that later, but the medical orthodoxy is looking at them and going, okay, what are these guys doing over there? How can we leverage this? So it's not going unnoticed by some very, very high up organizations.
Which is a good thing.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So, anyway, what a great time we had in Los Angeles. We stayed at a Hyatt House, property literally across the street from the Quest offices, and across the street from the Bay Club, which might be the best gym/health spa we've ever been to.
That gym was amazing. I do have to say, though, the Hyatt House needs to get new mattresses.
Yeah, they new mattresses, and they need to start organizing and putting heavier people on the lower floors and thinner people on the higher floors, because the person above us who had weird hours to begin with sounded like he or she was jogging around the
running
the room
a marathon
in the middle of the night.
Yes.
Boom, 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 boom. It was unbelievable.
It's a good thing we had the Bay Club right across the street, because after sleeping on that mattress, I'd have to go and spend quite a bit of time of my workout time stretching to undo what the mattress did at night.
Yeah, yeah. But the Bay Club was amazing. It really was.
It was amazing.
We had a great time there. So I'm traveling out there 3 weeks ago Thursday, right? So 3 weeks ago yesterday, I'm traveling out to Los Angeles. I get this wild idea. I have a pair of Puma sneakers that are really too narrow for me. And those of you who know about Puma, they make a narrow, pointy sneaker. It's very stylish looking, right? Almost looks like a toe shoe that a ballerina would wear, right?
They're really good looking shoes.
They're good looking shoes. But for guys like me who have paws or hooves, I should say, instead of feet, it's not the wisest thing to wear, but I wanted to look good. They look good on me. So I decided, I mean, usually I wear them from the gym to the studio. You know, I do very minimal walking, but I'm traveling and there's a lot of walking. And I gave myself a crush injury in my left foot. I ended up going to an urgent care center. after getting to Los Angeles because I thought I broke something. And they said, no, there's nothing broken in your foot. The doctor said, but you've given yourself a crush injury, which is quite severe and can take up to a couple months to heal. And my foot hurt me the entire time I was there. It was unbelievable. But keep in mind, it didn't keep me from training.
No, he trained. What was it that Josh from Quest said to you? Josh came around the corner.
Josh Fields, who many of you may know because he was a competitive bodybuilder for many years, and he's part of the research and development team at Quest. He's a brilliant guy. He was walking up the one of the aisles at the Bay Club, and he looked at the leg press machine that was completely loaded with plates on both stems, and he goes, I had a feeling that was Carl Lenore up there. So even with my painfully bad left foot, I got my leg workouts in. And I trained legs several times while I was up there. So it was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was a great gym.
Yeah, yeah. What was the highlight for you? Anything?
Dancing with the Stars.
Talk about that. So we, Dr. William Seeds.
Yeah, did you just cut my mic?
No, I meant to cut mine because I had a sniff, but I switched it real quick. So Dancing with the Stars. So we went to Dancing with the Stars live.
Yes.
One Monday, and to talk about that.
We got to meet all of the dancers, and we got special treatment. We got to go backstage and say hello with Dr. Seeds, and It was amazing.
So Elisa is too modest, right? Elisa is a very, very modest person. So let me tell you what happened. We were hanging out with Max,
who is in his trailer,
and he got changed in his trailer while we're sitting there, down to his underwear. And Elisa's sitting there, and she's going, "Would you like me to leave?" He's like, "No, no, don't worry about it." And he gets down. And I said to Elisa later, "How many women have seen Max in his underwear?" You think?
I gotta say, he's a physical specimen.
Yeah,
he has an amazing physique.
Yes,
he really does.
And he's overcome amazing challenges. I mean, this guy had a broken femur. He's overcome amazing challenges to be the type of dancer that he is.
And he works at it. I mean, these dancers work out hard, not just dancing, but they train in the gym.
The ones that follow Dr. Seed's advice, like Max, like Artem, like Val, they go to the gym now and they lift.
Yeah, and PETA.
And they are becoming better dancers because of the fact that they understand the importance of lifting as well.
Yes. And supplementing. And so they are all physical specimens.
Yeah.
And it was nice watching them dance, but for me, in the physical culture realm, it was nice to see how physically fit they are.
Yeah, yeah, they are. They're athletes. They're absolute athletes. So we go out to dinner with Dr. Seeds and Artem.
Another one of the dancers.
Right, very popular dancer. And so when we're leaving the restaurant, I guess the paparazzi, they wait for these people to come out of restaurants, and then they start flashing pictures. And so as we're walking up the street, I say to Dr. Seeds, so you're walking in front of us talking to Artem, and I'm talking to Dr. Seeds. And I look up and I say to Dr. Seeds, oh, look at the paparazzi. And he smiles like this and goes like this to me with his hand, like, hang back. So we slow down. And as Elisa is moving forward, she's oblivious to this, like a deer in the headlights. All of a sudden, the flash bulbs start going off everywhere. And I said to Dr. Seeds, watch this. It's going to be tomorrow. They're going to say Artem and a new mystery woman. And sure enough, there were pictures on the internet. There was even a YouTube video of them. Like, I wonder who this mystery woman is that's with Artem. It was hilarious. But that just goes to show you how those rumors get started.
I know. Artem is a really nice guy.
I'll tell you the other thing that I was so impressed with, Artem and Max especially. These are very intelligent people. You don't
Yes.
reach that level of success just because you have the physical capabilities to be a dancer.
Dr. Seeds told us that Val is the champion,
world champion. Yeah, in ballroom dancing.
Ballroom dancing.
But these people are highly intellectual too. You know, they've achieved levels of school as well. I mean, they're not just about dancing. They're just really wonderful people. We had a great time with them, and thank you so much to everybody at Dancing with the Stars for making us feel so welcome.
Do we have time to talk about my book?
Absolutely. Yeah, we should.
Okay. So I wanted to tell, I'm reading a book right now. It's called The Secret Female Hormone. And So I decided that it has testosterone in huge letters. And I thought, you know, I can't carry this on the airplane without people looking at me like, what is she reading? So I took a cover off another book that I've been reading called The Mayflower, and I put the cover on my testosterone book.
Now, had you read The Mayflower, or had you just started reading it?
I've started reading it. Okay. I've read several chapters of it, but not all of the book.
Right,
I like to just switch off books, you know?
Right.
So I put the cover of The Mayflower on my testosterone book. I go to the airport, and I thought, I'm standing in line. I went to Starbucks to get some hot tea, and I'm standing in line, and the gentleman behind me said, oh, that looks like an interesting book. What's it about?
You don't know. You like The Mayflower, you know, like I haven't read it yet.
I said, oh, well, it's about the pilgrims.
That was it?
Duh. So, so he struck up a conversation, and we talked about the pilgrims a little bit. Actually, on my mother's side, her ancestors, her direct ancestors, Priscilla and John Alden, did come over on the Mayflower.
Right, right.
So I did say that.
And her first name was Priscilla.
Her middle name was Alden. Her name was Priscilla Alden.
Yeah, yeah.
So after Priscilla Alden, who came over on the Mayflower.
Right, right.
So, yes, I do know a little bit about the history. So I did say this to this gentleman.
You were able to fill in the gaps.
I didn't
want to say it's actually a testosterone book for women, and I'm embarrassed to carry it with the original cover on.
No, I did not. But I do want to talk about this book for a second. We've had this doctor on the show before. Her name is Dr. Kathy Maupin, M-A-U-P-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
She practices in St. Louis, which is not too far from us. And she's talking about testosterone, and actually it saved her life. And this, for any woman who is having issues with hormones, I would suggest reading this book, listening to the show that Carl did with her, and also I'm going to have her back on the show again.
Yeah.
There's so many good things in this book.
Right, right.
One of the things that surprised me, which I didn't know, DHEA, a lot of people supplement DHEA.
But I want to set the stage here. So we know a lot of people in the anti-aging community.
Yes, we do.
And most of them, if not all of them, believe that they're right about what they suggest for people, and especially women. And I would say 80% of them recommend DHEA to postmenopausal and perimenopausal women as a way to reestablish hormone levels, because DHEA is one of the parent hormones. It can convert to both estrogen and testosterone. So they tell women, oh, you're going through menopause, just take DHEA, right?
Yes.
Okay. So now, and we were actually in a room at Quest. Quest has brilliant scientists coming in and out all the time. We were actually sitting around a room at Quest with some physicians and talking about this. And you spoke up and said, it's a mistake. Because a lot of scientists, a lot of doctors, they believe, oh, don't directly replace hormones. Give them things that will convert to those hormones. That's more sensible. But now explain why that's a mistake with women who are postmenopausal.
Because the ovaries, if you're postmenopausal, your ovaries are what produces the testosterone. If your ovaries are not functioning, or if you had a hysterectomy and you have no ovaries, you can't produce testosterone.
Right. So taking DHEA is not going to have the effect that's intended.
No. I mean, you're going to have to directly replace with testosterone.
The problem with that is that Elisa has encountered people in the medical profession who deal with women who have said, oh, you don't want to replace testosterone.
I had a nurse practitioner say to me, you have a shapely figure. You're a female. Why do you want to take testosterone and mess that up?
How stupid. Well, no, let's be more specific. There was a nurse practitioner who is with an OBGYN angle, and she told you, you don't want to take testosterone, you'll be humping the door, she told you.
And then I had another nurse, in quotations, who used to be a nurse years ago, tell me that it will cause my voice to get deep and I will have facial hair.
Now, what none of these women or men who handle women's hormone issues realize is that women produce testosterone throughout their lives until they start to get older. And just for the record, women's high levels of testosterone levels are right below the low level of men. So women can have as much as 195 nanograms a deciliter of testosterone, and men are considered hypogonadal if they're below 380. So this idea that women don't produce testosterone and testosterone is a male hormone must go away once and for all, because women need testosterone. And if you are a postmenopausal woman and you're seeing a doctor and he's telling you just take DHEA, pregnenolone, and progesterone and you'll have testosterone, you go in there and tell him or her they are wrong. If your ovaries are no longer functioning, you're not going to convert anything into testosterone any longer. You must have direct replacement.
And I just must say, there is so much misinformation out there. I mean, I just Googled testosterone and so many articles come up and there's so much misinformation in there. Make sure that you're getting the correct information or read the...
Educate yourself.
Yes.
Critical
thinking.
Because if you read Men's Health Magazine...
It was Men's Journal.
Men's Journal. They say that DHEA becomes testosterone in men and estrogen in women. It's actually been shown in research to be the opposite. With women who have functioning ovaries, it becomes testosterone, and in men, it becomes estrogen unless you're taking an aromatase inhibitor to block the conversion of an aromatizing androgen. DHEA is an aromatizable androgen. It can become estrogen or testosterone. And if you're a man taking DHEA to raise testosterone levels, there's plenty of good research out there that shows it doesn't do that. It raises estrogen in men. So please, don't take anything that your physician says for gospel. Do the research and figure it out, and then apply critical thinking. Ask your physician if you're a woman. So let me ask you a question. If I take DHA, how does it raise testosterone? He's going to say it converts to testosterone. And then ask this magic question. Where does it convert to testosterone? In my adrenal glands? In my ovaries? Where? And he's going to say, in your ovaries. And then say to him, well, let me ask you a question. If I'm postmenopausal and my ovaries are no longer converting the DHEA that's in my bloodstream naturally to testosterone, why is it going to convert the supplemental to testosterone? And then when they get that glazed over look that shows you just hit the wall of lack of knowledge, say to your doctor, why don't you do a little research and we can discuss this again next time I'm in here?
Or find a different doctor.
No, I don't say that. Give your doctor a chance to educate themselves. Doctors want to help people, but people need to help doctors, okay, to be better doctors. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday. Stay tuned. Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Casual Friday. So, apitherapy.
Apitherapy. For those of you that don't know what apitherapy is, it's therapy using the venom from bee stings.
Yeah, and it has been around for a long time. Research goes back to the early 2000s. You know, this is a therapy that evolved from an N equals one type of a phenomenon. There's been people out there who've had different types of maladies. They're out in the backyard, you know, mowing the lawn. All of a sudden, they get stung by a cloud of bees. The bee stings throw them into almost a shock-like environment.
Well, I'm allergic to bee stings.
Okay.
And as a child, I had to get injections for the allergy. Recently, we were at the cemetery. visiting my mother. Excuse me.
Yeah. Are you getting choked up, or are you just
No.
Oh, okay.
I just need water.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So Elisa was changing the flowers on her mother's headstone, and there was a paper wasp. A hornet's nest that they had built in there, and it went right up her sleeve.
It went up my sleeve, and it stung me, and it scared me because I haven't been stung in years.
Right.
And I didn't know how my body was going to respond. Thankfully, I did fine, but we were in the country in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
So we would have had to drive miles to get to a hospital.
But apitherapy is a little different. So apitherapy assumes you're not allergic to the bee stings per se. In other words, uniquely allergic, like where you're going to go into anaphylactic shock.
Right.
But everybody is allergic to bee stings to a certain degree. That's why they hurt so bad.
But they give repeated and controlled injections of the bee venom.
Yeah. So my earliest exposure to this phenomenon was a study that was published in 2005. Where they took people with reoccurring multiple sclerosis and they exposed them to a controlled number of 20 bee stings 3 times a week, and they saw no benefits from it. Okay, they MRI'd the lesions, no changes in the lesions, no changes in the symptoms, blah blah blah. But here's the thing: when people who discover this phenomenon are stung, it's not just 20 bees; they could be stung by 60 bees, 80 bees. They literally go into shock. And this is a phenomenon of almost a hormetic effect.
But they don't use the actual bee. They use the venom, and they use it, and they inject it.
Okay, and that's part of the mistake, too. Part of the reason that it works may be the multiple sting effect, the load of pain and the multiple sting effect on the body. So that's a mistake. See, whenever they try to control these things in research, and do, or we'll just inject the venom from 20 bees. It's not the same thing as getting stung by 20 bees. Not at all. So I believe that there is a benefit to this. And this therapy is becoming more and more popular because a lot of people are talking about it now. It's been around since recorded medical history. The phenomenon of someone being very sick, getting stung by 60, 70 bees, and then when they recover from the bee sting event, their disease went away. But this is because of a phenomenon called hormetics. And I talk about this a lot on the show. If you remember, I'll talk about starvation. Your body has different, let's call them DEFCONs, right? Different levels of threat. And a disease that you may have that's not resolving itself may be a DEFCON 4. But when something really big hits you, like being stung by 60 bees, which is a DEFCON 9 or 10, the body resolves all the ignored issues in order to deal with the major issue. You follow my?
Yes.
So this is nothing new. We know that starvation can do the same thing. You could have a disease and then literally be at the precipices of death from starvation, and then you eat and you save your life, and they go, oh, the disease went away. We see this with Dr. Robert Gorder and cancer.
Mm-hmm.
He was a UCLA medical professor, and he was curing cancer with hyperthermia therapy because of a phenomenon that is recorded in trials where people went to the hospital to have a tumor removed, a very, very large and undeniable tumor. While they were there, they got a staph infection, and they had a raging, uncontrollable fever. So they scrapped the surgery, and they're focusing on controlling the fever. Meanwhile, this person's burning up for 5, 6, 7 days. And then the person goes home to recover from the infection, and they reslate the cancer surgery 5 or 6 months later. The person comes back, the tumor's gone. How could that be? Where did the tumor go? It was there. Here's the scans. Here's the evidence. Where did the tumor go? So they started to realize that when you induce life-threatening fevers, that cancers go away. And Dr. Gorder started working with that, and now he runs a cancer institute in Cologne, Germany that they've named after him.
Didn't he have to go over to Germany to treat the way he wanted to treat?
He couldn't treat here in the United States the way he wanted to treat because he was having a lot of back flack, and even UCLA distanced themselves from him.
Just back to apitherapy, some of the diseases that they're treating for is multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, hay fever, shingles, arthritis, gout, spinal pain, bacterial, viral, and fungal illnesses, and even tumors,
yeah,
benign and malignant.
But I believe that you must be stung by 20 bees, not get an injection with the equivalent venom of 20 bees. There's more going on when 30 or 40 bees sting you than just the deposition of their venom in your skin. There's the response to the pain. There are prostaglandins being deployed as a result of that. There's just so much more. This is where science makes the mistake. They try to oversimplify things. No, in fact, the apitherapy that I've seen where people claim it works, they actually go to a bee charmer, and the bee charmer takes with a tweezer and forces the bee to sting a person, which is sacrificing the bee's life, 15, 20 times. That's 15 or 20 bee stings, not an injection with bee venom. And that's when it works. So I think they're discounting the importance of actually having the bee sting the person. That's the mistake. And that's why there's some inconclusive results when they do this kind of research. So we have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Daniel Orego. And we're going to talk about the wonderful things going on at the Kettle Pet Sanctuary in Texas and why this is important to humans as well. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice Medicine. .net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. So one of the things that I learned about when I was over at Quest for the past 3 weeks is a facility in Texas called the Keto Pet Sanctuary. Daniel Orego is the vice president and the person who oversees KPS. How you doing, Daniel?
Not too bad, Carl. Good afternoon. Good to hear your voice, man.
Yeah, I know. We had a great time hanging out with you and learning about what you do over there. And so a lot of people think KPS is just about dogs, but let's start out talking about dogs for a second. So KPS has been in effect for 22 or 24 months now?
That's about right. I mean, really, the project started just about 3 years ago, but the sanctuary itself has been in operation since October of 2014.
Okay. When the facility started, did it have a mission? Was the mission just to save dogs? What was the mission?
Sure. So the primary mandate of Keto Pet Sanctuary is really to advocate for animals for whom there is very little advocacy. And what I mean by that is that, as you may well know, you know, a dog that is in a rescue or a shelter or a municipal body, unfortunately and quite sadly, is on a very short list. Now, should that dog be compromised in any way, have any disease, specifically cancer, then that dog is on an even shorter list. And so our mandate is effectively to stand in the breach and to try to help as many of those animals as we can. And that's really the point of departure for us at Keto Pet Sanctuary. Concurrent to that, however, you know, we're also looking to try to understand the degree to which nutritional intervention can address disease state. And because our focus is specifically on working with dogs with cancer, we're trying to understand how far a ketogenic diet can go in reversing cancer, in mitigating or halting metastatic progress. And so that's really what our sanctuary is set up to do. Obviously, to rescue the dogs from municipal pounds or shelters or fosters, but also to apply a ketogenic diet and try to understand the degree to which it can impact the cancers that they have. And one of the things that we've learned is that not only is the ketogenic diet obviously a very powerful adjuvant therapy to standard of care in the form of chemotherapy or radiation or surgery, but even by itself, it can, in effect, certainly mitigate the progression of tumor load. But in some instances, particularly where tumor burden is low, it can, in some cases, reverse cancer. And because we're in the very privileged position of being a fully funded nonprofit, we're also able to bring to bear really the gold standard, if you will, in human-level diagnostics for dogs. And specifically what I mean by that is we're very careful in using PET CT or positron emission tomography, computerized tomography, to visualize and track the cancers in canines. And outside of academia, this is not something that's particularly common. Most veterinarians don't have the opportunity to use those levels of or those forms of diagnostics in dogs.
And so let's speak to that for a second. I heard a number, and correct me if I'm wrong, but your organization spends around $100,000 per dog in working to arrest the development of their cancer, correct?
Yeah, that's not inaccurate. And if you look at the program window that we offer the dogs, which is typically a 120-day program window, the expense or the investment per dog can reach those numbers just depending on the level of complication with a given case. And what I mean by that is when we rescue a dog from, say, a pound or a shelter, oftentimes those dogs have complications that go well beyond just dealing with the cancer. And what I mean by that is they could have, for instance, wobbler syndrome or hip dysplasia or heartworm. So oftentimes we're in the position of not just having to deal acutely with a problem with cancer, but any number of other physical conditions. Some of these dogs may have, you know, cruciate ligament tears. They may have any number of physical injuries. And so, you know, because we're very lucky to have a phenomenal staff of veterinarians, vet techs, and any number of partner vets, you know, veterinary oncologists, criticalists, specialty surgeons, oftentimes the investment in dealing with these other conditions for the dogs, you know, can become significant.
Okay, so for those people who don't understand the role of a ketogenic diet in cancer, let's just kind of do a primer on Otto Warburg, the Warburg effect, and why the ketogenic diet seems to be effective in a variety of different cancers.
Sure. And really what you're speaking to is effectively the point of departure for us at KetoPet. And myself and several colleagues really did become interested in Warburg effects some years ago, insofar that, you know, Otto Warburg made a very simple but astute observation, insofar that the primary fuel substrate of cancer is glucose or sugar or carbohydrate. And correspondingly, tumor metabolism struggles to utilize short-chain fatty acids efficiently. And so if you start with that and then sort of back into what the effect the ketogenic diet is producing in the body at a metabolic level, you can see quite clearly why there's a correspondence. And as you may know, a ketogenic diet is a very high-fat, moderate protein, low-carbohydrate diet. And effectively what that's doing is a metabolic trick of sorts. In other words, you're utilizing fats to power the healthy tissue of the organism, your brain, your heart, your skeletal muscle, etc. But you're denying the tumor tissue its primary means of metabolism, which is utilizing glucose, because both carbohydrates.
Daniel, did we lose you? Oh, live radio. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will pick him back up in just a second. Stay tuned. Okay, we lost Daniel. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Supreme Radio. We'll get him back on the line.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
We're the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for
or Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
What up, y'all? The beauty of live radio. We lost Daniel Orego, but we got him back on the line. And we were talking about the Warburg effect and how the ketogenic diet starves cancer of its preferred substrate, which is glucose. But also, it also starves cancer of some other substrates as well, right? Like pyruvate and most notably, what are the amino acids? Glutamine, right?
Well, to a degree, and that's where, you know, you sort of start getting into the nuances of metabolic intervention. So there's all kinds of ancillary interventions that one can entertain and contemplate in the form of, say, a oxaloacetate or a sodium phenylbutyrate, insofar that these can act as glutamate and glutamine scavengers. And these are the types of things where you start to see that there's a tremendous correspondence between how a ketogenic diet can function in animals and how it can also function in humans. And that's actually where the story gets really interesting. And if there's a sidebar to what we're doing at Keto Pet Sanctuary, it's actually that, insofar that, you know, as you might recall, back in the 40s and 50s, there used to be a pretty normative correspondence between physicians and veterinarians. And in the modern epoch, that is very much less the case. And there's a huge degree of interchange that could be beneficial for both groups. In other words, there's a lot that we learn from dogs that we can apply to people, and there's a lot that we learn from people that we can apply to dogs. And it's not unusual for people in the human world who, for instance, have an astrocytoma or a glioblastoma for whom standard of care has already failed, or standard of care may not be appropriate. And using metabolic interventions like a ketogenic diet, perhaps in combination with metformin or oxaloacetate or dichloroacetate, things like that, 3-bromopyruvate, for example, these things can all of a sudden change the landscape of what intervention can mean, not just in terms of extending life, but also extending quality of life. In fact, there's a great book, and the author's name escapes me currently, but there's a great book out there called Zubiquity. And for anyone who wants to understand the sort of the rich terrain there is for learning that can transpire between both veterinary practice and the practice of physicians, that's a great primer on that.
Well, and this leads to my next comment/question. So when we first started sharing Keto Pet information on Facebook, we had people saying, you know, this is wonderful that they're doing this for dogs, but why aren't they doing it for humans? And the reality is that the end goal of Keto Pet, while it is noble to help these dogs, it's also to unlock some of the information that can end up helping humans, right?
Yeah, and in fact, there is where you see that great correspondence kind of coming back to the fore, because a ketogenic diet in humans really isn't anything particularly new. And what I mean by that, you know, back in the 20s and 30s, John Hopkins University began experimenting with the ketogenic diet as applied to pediatric epilepsy, particularly in cases where there was no drug response or poor drug response. So a ketogenic diet in humans has been around in the modern epoch really for quite a long time. So in some senses, we're sort of going backwards, if you will, and applying it to dogs. But what the dogs really teach us is what can be achieved.
Oh, no. We're going to lose Daniel again. Daniel, can you hear me? Okay, you're back. Wherever you're standing, yep. Stay there. Wherever you're standing, stay there.
Okay.
What dogs teach us, you were saying, what dogs teach us.
Yeah. What dogs really teach us is what can be achieved with nutritional intervention when you have absolute compliance. And what I mean by that is, you know, we like to joke about the fact that, you know, a dog, you can't, like, you know, spontaneously jump into the car at 2 in the morning and run down to Dairy Queen for a treat. In other words, the dogs really, really and truly do eat what you give them. And so when you're working with a canine, the conditions under which you're working with them are such that you're really looking at the effects of what 90% biology and 10% psychology can produce. And it's really quite the opposite in humans. With humans, you're working with 90% psychology and 10% biology. And what that really tells you is that, you know, a nutritional program in humans that is designed to have a metabolic effect is much more difficult to administrate. And so the dogs really give you this phenomenal baseline to understand how far a nutritional protocol can go in ameliorating disease state and impacting cancer. And so you can take from that and sort of understand, okay, to what degree and what expectations can we have in people? And obviously there's some flexibility there. There's clearly some differences in physiology. But it's great to be able to compare the metrics, if you will. And one of the most interesting things is to really look at the blood differences between dogs and humans as affected by a ketogenic diet. And what I mean by that is when you're working with canines, what you really see there is they have a tremendous propensity to get their blood glucose very low, but correspondingly ketones aren't that high. And you really see an inverse relationship between those numbers in dogs and what you see in humans. In other words, in humans, typically people struggle to get their blood glucose low, but they do a phenomenal job of getting circulating serum levels of ketones high. Mm-hmm. And no one's put a fine point on precisely what accounts for that, but it is interesting.
Okay, we only have about 8 minutes left in this interview. The two things I want to cover here is how many dogs have you literally saved from the precipices of death because of their cancer diagnosis, and what has been the effect of the diet on metastasis, which I think is really, really intriguing.
Sure. So we've had a total of, I believe by now, 58 dogs, or maybe it's 57, that have come through our sanctuary. Now, of those, a subset have in fact had cancer, and of those that have had cancer, a somewhat smaller subset have actually completed the entirety of the program. And we're in the process now of analyzing our initial cohort of 15 dogs. And while the data isn't complete yet, there are some things that we can know about that.
Oh, Daniel, we're losing you again. Come back. You said there are some things that we should know about that. Pick up from there.
Yeah, so there are some things that we can know about that. So specifically, of those 15 dogs under analysis, 12 are still alive. In other words, have survived. Of the three that died, only one, in fact, died of cancer. The other two died of other physical complications. And what we see is that we see two things that are of incredible salience. One, when the tumor burden is low, we can see a complete reversal in cancer as evidenced by a PET CT scan. So, in other words, what I mean by that is on day zero, you take a PET scan, you can see the presence of cancer. Day 60, you take another PET scan, you can see that some tumor elements have disappeared and other tumor elements have lowered their metabolic activity. And then by the third PET scan, you no longer are able to observe the presence of cancer. In many other cases, though, what we see is that while the cancers don't reverse or disappear, they enter into a state of what could be considered suspended animation. In other words, you don't see metastatic progression, and you don't see increased tumor metabolism as evidenced by what's called the standard uptake value in PET CT scans. And that's very important because most of the dogs that we rescue do, in fact, have advanced cancers. And so while the diet itself isn't always able to reverse those cancers, it is able to halt their progression. And that opens up a tremendous landscape of opportunity, because obviously at that point you're in a much better position to make a decision about a surgical intervention and a chemotherapy intervention, or in some cases where appropriate, the use of radiation. And the great news is because our sanctuary is set up as a forever home, we can care for these dogs in perpetuity. Now, in some instances, we do work with own dogs, and they go back home to mom and dad, or they go back home to a foster. But our capacity to follow these dogs is tremendous. And so with in all of these cases, they've crushed the survivorship curves for the staging for the cancers that they've had. And the results are very compelling. And I think next year we'll be able to share those results in a white paper.
And in fact, some dogs have gone home, and people treat their dogs just the way they treat their children. They think that food is love, and the more food you give the pet, the more you love them. And you have had some dogs go home that were in suspended animation, and the owner started feeding them the traditional diet, whatever that is for dogs today, high corn, high grain diet, and the dogs did get sick again, right?
Well, you know, you're pointing out one of the classic challenges of working with a dog that has a mom and dad at home, is that when the dogs within our sanctuary and within our program period, obviously the standard of care compared to what could be achieved at home is, you know, spectacular insofar that, you know, these dogs always have somebody with them 24 hours a day, either a veterinarian or a veterinary technician. They're very closely observed and monitor any little thing that goes wrong. You know, we're performing diagnostics. They have a veterinarian there sort of waiting on them hand and foot. It's very difficult to replicate that level of treatment at home. And also, you know, it should be said that while feeding a ketogenic diet isn't the most challenging thing that one can pursue, it's definitely nuanced and can be complex at a level that is very different from just, you know, dumping some kibble out of a bag. So sometimes we do struggle to ensure that when a doggy goes home, that mom and dad can, if not replicate, certainly approximate the program that we have at Keto Pet Sanctuary. And that's not always easy.
Yeah. Listen, it's amazing stuff that you guys are doing over there, and I know that it's going to have an impact on humans someday. And we are going to get the link so that people can donate to the KPS Foundation up on our Facebook page sometime next week. I think Brendan is working on some new videos for us to start sharing, and I know that there's a way for people to donate too, correct?
Indeed, yeah. If one goes to ketopetsanctuary.com, obviously you can learn about our program. And if someone's interested in partnership, then there's an area to make a contribution.
And if someone is in the Texas area and they have a dog that has been diagnosed with cancer, they should reach out to you there as well, right?
Well, certainly. And it should be said, not just the Texas area. I mean, I've rescued dogs from Oregon, from Florida, from Utah, from California. So our sanctuary certainly isn't limited by geography. But anyone can come visit Keto Pet Sanctuary. We're, you know, a 24-hour-a-day facility, and we have a phenomenal staff there that's always willing to sort of give the nickel tour. And, of course, the most important thing is for people to go there and actually meet the doggies, who are fantastic.
Daniel Arrego, thank you so much for making time to come on the show today.
Outstanding, Carl. It was a great pleasure to speak with you.
We'll talk soon. We'll talk soon. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we want to talk a little bit more about cancer. Alisa has a specific topic that she wants to talk about related to the BRCA gene. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
Category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you
train with it, you'll gain with it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
You and I, we may look the same, but we are very far apart.
Welcome back.
There's bullet holes where my compassion used to be.
Really wonderful stuff going on at Keto Pet Sanctuary.
Sounds
and that's
like going
to translate to humans. I mean, you know, we've done shows. So the medical orthodoxy is aware of the ketogenic diet and its role in cancer prevention. But they're not ready to abandon chemotherapy and radiotherapy just yet, because those are big money makers.
Didn't Andrew Scarborough cure his own with the keto diet?
Yeah, yeah. He had an astrocytoma, I believe, in his brain.
And we all know that chemo isn't effective.
Chemo doesn't work for brain tumors because the blood-brain barrier keeps the poison out. Radiation actually makes the tumors bigger. So most people who have brain tumors, they send them home and, you know, just got to wait it out until the tumor consumes the brain, and that's it. And Andrew Scarborough started on the ketogenic diet almost 2 years ago. His last scan showed that there's no tumor left in his brain. But more importantly, I did a show 3 or 4 years ago where they used the ketogenic diet. So people went for standard of care. They went for chemotherapy and or radiotherapy. And then one group was put on the ketogenic diet, which, by the way, the medical orthodoxy doesn't do right, but that's okay. And the other group was sent home just to eat the way they normally do. And they were followed for 5 years. Mm-hmm. And those who were on the ketogenic diet, they had no relapses of cancer. And those who were eating a standard diet, like 60% of them had relapses of cancer.
So the FDA has approved the ketogenic diet for epilepsy.
Right.
For treatment in epilepsy, but not for cancer at this point.
In fact,
wasn't Dominic DiAgostino doing, he did a study on the keto diet with chemo.
Yes.
And that was
very promising.
Yes.
But so when I was at Quest the first week, a family came in whose little son is named Max. It's called the Max Love Foundation. They just, this is a, the mom was a teacher. She quit her job. She was an administrator at a university. And she is going, so this little boy was diagnosed with a glioblastoma, and his life was being destroyed by it. He wasn't functioning right, and they tried everything. Nothing worked. They wanted to do more radiation therapy. Nothing was working. She learned about the ketogenic diet. She put her son on the ketogenic diet, very, very strict. Both the mom and the dad started eating it that way as well, so that they didn't have to say to the kid, no, you can't have pizza. You know what I mean? Everybody in the family started eating that way. Fast forward, they just gave a talk to at Quest that he's thriving now, this little boy. His tumor is actually shrunken, and they hope it's going to continue to shrink. We're going to have the mom on the show. And so when she asked her oncologist about putting her son on the ketogenic diet, he warned her that it wouldn't work and not to even try because adhering to the diet is near impossible. He said to her, look, the ketogenic diet has been approved by the FDA for treating epilepsy, but it's only a last resort when medication has failed because it's so hard to be on the ketogenic diet, which she found out was a complete lie. So the attitude about the ketogenic diet from the medical orthodoxy is, oh, this is just too heroic.
Restrictive.
Too
restrictive. Too restrictive.
Too heroic. You don't want to do this. You want to take meds.
Well, let me ask you this. So chemotherapy is not restrictive?
Oh, listen, you know what the funny thing about cancer research is? When they do cancer research, if you live for 5 years, they consider you a survivor, right? From the diagnosis, 5 years later, if you're still alive, they consider you a survivor. Interestingly enough, cisplatin, which is a very, very popular form of chemotherapy, destroys the kidneys, destroys them. Most people who undergo several bouts of cisplatin therapy don't die from cancer. They die from complications related to the chemotherapy, but they don't call it that.
So they don't count that
no,
because...
No, and women who have a radiation done on their left breast for breast cancer, they develop heart problems. So if they die from a heart problem 4 years later,
so then it's not included
in
the cancer.
They didn't die from cancer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, the whole cancer research model is very deceptive, very, very deceptive. And the reality is that I'm not saying, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. It's not a conspiracy theory, but it comes down to money. There's no money in it. Look, it's estimated that a single chemotherapy, which can be done in a doctor's office, is $8,000. The materials to provide the chemotherapy run about $1,000. Very profitable for a doctor. You don't have to go to the hospital. Doctors administer chemotherapy in their office. Very, very profitable. Sending someone home with a diet menu and saying, eat these 12 foods for the next 6 months and we're going to reduce your cancer load, not profitable. Not at all. And doctors will say, it's too hard to get people to comply with this. Well, people don't even take their meds. That doesn't stop people, the doctors, from prescribing them.
Back to Andrew Scarborough, I just wanted to say that we have done a couple shows with Andrew. So if anybody is interested in listening to his journey, you can just go to our website and find his shows.
Yeah, I mean, the kid was brave. He's in his 20s. They sent him home to die, and he's thriving now. Mm-hmm. In fact, he's not only thriving, but he's working with, I think, the hospital's Charing Cross Hospital in mm-hmm. London. Mm-hmm. They were like, what did you do? How did you do this? Teach us. So they're very open-minded about it.
Over there in the UK.
Yeah.
While we're on the subject of cancer, I just wanted to talk about a new study that just came out of the University of Michigan. And it's a study that's talking about the media coverage of celebrities with breast cancer influencing the rise in double mastectomies.
Right.
So people are hearing that Angelina Jolie, Christina Applegate had chosen to go the route of double mastectomy because they both have the BRCA gene, the BRCA gene, mm-hmm. and they had double mastectomies done. Well, according to this new study, there's been an increase in women with breast cancer choosing double mastectomy because of their influence by the media coverage.
Well, okay, so look, medicine is no different than any other business. They need brand ambassadors, right? So Angelina Jolie, I predicted 2 years ago when Angelina Jolie started down this journey that she would end up very sick because she decided to remove her ovaries as well. She basically forced herself into menopause early as a young girl. And we don't hear much about her right now, but I got to believe she's not doing well unless she's on HRT. And she's not going to go on HRT because the medical orthodox is going to tell her that's going to feed your breast cancer. Okay, now. The medical orthodoxy is no different than any other business model. They need brand ambassadors. Look, Angelina Jolie she was hoodwinked by the medical orthodoxy. They said, look, you've got the BRCA gene. You should really think about removing your breasts. And at the same time, you'll be a model for women out there. And of course she wants to help people. She's well-meaning. She's not evil. But she is just as vulnerable to these deceptive practices as anybody else. The problem is, she has a following. She's now a brand ambassador for this type of therapy.
So the author of the study says, much more often, patients are not coming in asking what their options for treatment are. They're coming in saying they want a bilateral mastectomy. And it's from the coverage of the media. So that to me, we all know, we've talked about this on the show, that even though you have a bilateral mastectomy, all of the cells are not gone. There still could be cancer. And people have even still gotten cancer.
Well, not only that, but the more important thing is that when you look at the number of women every year that are diagnosed with breast cancer that actually have the BRCA gene, it's a very, very small percentage of total breast cancer. So what that means is that just because you have the gene doesn't mean you're absolutely going to develop the cancer. And we learned this back in the day. One of the first gene studies that were done where they actually had women who lopped off their breasts because they were told that they had the genetics for breast cancer. This is going back about 8 or 9 years ago. And half of the other half of the women didn't. And they followed them for 10 years. And the women who didn't develop breast cancer, even though they were told you're going to develop breast cancer because you have the genetics for it. So you are not a hostage to your genes unless your lifestyle exploits a weakness in your genes.
Exactly. That's what I was just getting ready to say. And we have to be careful where we get our information from because people are listening to what the mainstream media are saying, and then they're going in and saying, this is what I want.
The mainstream media has become a vehicle for advertisers. Look, people go in to their doctor and ask for Lyrica. I saw a commercial last night. I think I need Lyrica. Doctors can't even be doctors anymore. The pharmaceutical industry and the medical orthodoxy have found ways to advertise directly to end users, and end users walk into their doctors and say, I want double mastectomy. I want Lyrica. Can you put me on this drug? I saw a commercial. I think I have that disease. Doctors are like, they're dumbfounded. What are they supposed to do? If they don't prescribe, the person goes, I ended up developing a disease that he didn't prescribe for me. Now the doctor has to fight a lawsuit because he didn't offer the standard of care. Back in the 60s, my father told me, you know how people become junkies? The drug dealer gives them that first hit for free. Then they're addicted. Then they got to come back and buy it. That is the medical orthodoxy / pharmaceutical agenda today. Go in and ask for free samples of this. Next thing you know, you got a prescription for it. This is doctors can't even be doctors anymore. They can't. They're pushers. They're shills. That's all they are now. And it's sad.
It is sad.
It's too bad. You want to talk about something? We can take a break now.
When we come back from the break, I want to talk about fructose, sugar, high fructose corn syrup. Did you know there's 60 different names for sugar?
Yeah, thanks to the FDA.
Yeah, so that's what
we're going to talk. They want people not to be able to read labels anymore.
Yep.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. What do you want to talk about first?
I wanted to talk about the 60. Well, obviously, we don't have time to discuss all 60 names, but when you're reading the labels, make sure that you know and educate yourself about the 60 different names for sugar so that you're not being fooled by by manufacturers.
Yeah, because a lot of times there'll be three different entries for sugar, but they don't all say sugar.
Right.
You know, it'll say fructose corn syrup.
Well, no, but
they've gotten away from high fructose corn syrup, right? What did the FDA allow them to call it now? Fructose glucose or something like that, or
Yeah, I mean, agave nectar, barley malt. That's one I had not heard of.
Yeah, yeah.
Buttered sugar.
Brown rice syrup.
Corn sweetener, I think is what, and corn
yes.
syrup.
Yeah.
Corn syrup solids. Crystalline fructose. Dietase. Of course, we all know fructose. And it just says fruit juice concentrate, yeah.
Yeah.
Tapioca syrup.
Anything that has the word syrup in it.
Rice syrup, right. So just educate yourself on the 60 different names so that you know what you're buying when you buy it.
But fructose seems to be the worst offender. We've done so many shows over the years on fructose. So what ends up happening is there are shows that show – there's research that shows that fructose is not a good thing to have in high consumption. And it's not, because when you look at us from an evolutionary perspective, we never got the amount of fructose in our diet that we get today. Because we only were able to get fructose from fruit, which was A, seasonal, and B, not hybridized to be so sweet, right? Dr. Leslie Aiello from the Wenner Ground Foundation told me years ago, you know, this whole idea of eating paleo is ridiculous because an apple wasn't an apple back then. It was hard. It was bitter. It had very, very little fructose in it. Today,
well, that's why you want to gravitate to the green apples or the green bananas because they have less sugar in them.
Right, right. So, you know, this idea that, you know, sugar is harmless is true when you look at it in a perspective of you're getting naturally occurring sugars and things. And fructose was very, very low on the totem pole back then. But mm-hmm. today, fructose is in everything, everything. You can't get away from fructose. So there was a study that was recently published, right?
There was a study that was recently published on fructose. And what they found was that omega-3s can reverse the effects of fructose.
All right. Now, most of the effects by fructose in this study was cited on the brain, right? It changes some genetic markers, and it affects the brain. And we know that a brain that has high levels of omega-3 is resistant to things like cognitive decline, inflammation, what's the other one that I want to say? Depression, because the brain loves omega-3 fatty acids. And here it goes. And high omega-3s in the brain also protect against some of the negative effects of a high fructose diet.
Right. It's the DHA portion of the omega-3.
Right, right.
And it's abundant in walnuts, flax seeds, fish, like the wild-caught salmon.
Right.
And, of course, you can supplement with it as well.
Right, right, which we do.
Which we do. So I guess if you do have an occasion to eat some kind of a dessert or have a day where you eat too much fructose, then you might want to load up on omega-3s.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't forget, white sugar is half fructose and half sucrose. So if you're just using white sugar out of a sugar bowl, that's 50% of that in its weight is fructose.
Interesting. So we do have the authors of this study. They are coming on the show. I don't have the date scheduled yet, but they have agreed to come on the show, which is exciting.
Another important thing that we want to discuss right now is childhood obesity, right? Because we heard that our government has thwarted childhood obesity by changing the meal plans in schools, and parents' lunches were being sent home for better lunches that were being served in schools, and this became a politicized discussion or tug of war. And it was all summarized by the underscore that said, well, childhood obesity is on the decline. But
yes,
that's not true, is
it? That is not true. According to the Journal of Obesity, some researchers from Duke University have concluded that there is no evidence of a decline in obesity prevalence in any age group, despite substantial clinical and policy efforts targeting the issue.
And
now, that came out of Duke University.
And I'm going to tell you in a second the one country that has actually won the war on childhood obesity and how they did in a second. But more importantly, so we have lots of political figureheads today saying this is the biggest threat to us, global warming. Nuclear proliferation is the biggest threat to us. And I have been saying for years now, I wrote an article back in 2008, why are we ignoring the greatest threat to our planet, which is chronic disease, which obesity is part of the model. You know, we lose 1.7 million people a year inside the United States alone to avoidable chronic disease. And under that heading is everything that we talk about on the show. Diabetes, obesity, cancer, you know, renal fit. All these things are all interlocked with the obesogenic model. Meanwhile, we're ignoring that for, well, gun control, guns kill 30,000 people a year. 1.7 million deaths a year are from avoidable chronic disease. Lives are shortened every single year. Today, right now, not in 2035 from global warming, not if Iran gets the nuclear warhead. Right now, we're losing people to diseases that are completely avoidable because the truth is not being spoken about the role of their choices, their lifestyle, and their diet leading to those diseases. Why is the government quiet about that? Any government, I don't care, Republican, Democrat, liberal, I don't care who it is. Why is everybody quiet about that?
Actually, and it's not just here anymore. There was a study that just came out in the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology that says that China has soaring obesity rates in childhood, in their children over there. In 1985, they only had less than 1% of children and adolescents were obese. And in 2014, 9% of the girls were obese and 17% of boys were obese. What? And the reason why the boys are more obese than the girls is because the boys are favored in China.
Yeah. And people show love by giving their children food, and if all you give them is crap food, they're going to get obese. So there's one country that has now won the childhood obesity epidemic.
And who is that?
It's Singapore.
And how did they do that?
Very, very unpopular here in the United States. They shame children when they're obese.
And how do they do shaming? Like, what do they do?
You can't play this sport because you're too fat. Oh my goodness, look how fat you are. But all the things that we say, you know, we become a nation. The United States has become a nation of weak, thin-skinned people. You can't say anything that hurts anybody's feelings. You gotta be, and Singapore has shown that the model works. When you point out that someone is obese, often enough, they change their behavior. Here, you're not allowed to say something. Look, I was 330 pounds, so I'm a card-carrying fat person. I can say this, okay? Just like, Italians can tell jokes about Italians. I can talk about fat people because I am internally still a fat person, okay? Fat people don't like being fat. And this notion that we have to be careful about what we say. Oh, they know they're fat. You're not telling them anything. The whole idea that we want to skirt the issue and not say anything about it is where the mistake is. We're acting like as though it's not a problem.
But, I would like to say that the parents need to do something. If they have children that are obese, it's because the parents are providing that food for the child.
But more importantly, the parents are usually providing a model. You know, we say we get our genes from our parents. We also get our choices and lifestyle from our parents. So when you see a fat child, you usually see fat parents. Do it as a family. Tighten up. Change your behavior. If you can't do it for yourself, do it for your kids. But Singapore has single-handedly won the war on childhood obesity by shaming children when they get fat. And nobody wants to be shamed, so the kids lose weight. Now, it's very unpopular here in the United States, and I know there's a million psychoanalysts out there that are going to tell me about all the damning repercussions of that. But meanwhile, they've won the war on childhood obesity.
That's interesting. But back to talking about the parents helping, that... It's interesting because we've talked about before the parents who have given their children lunches to take to school, and the schools don't allow the children to eat the lunches because it doesn't fit the model that has been created by the, I guess, the nutritionist or whoever oversees that program.
And this is why I say...
And so they send the child back home with a note in their lunchbox saying, your child doesn't have... what they're supposed to be eating for lunch.
And this is why I say our government does not know. They have no idea what is healthy and what is not. And the idea that they are dictating how people should eat is just astonishing. You know, they have subsidized crops that they've invested money in that are the base foundation of the majority of foods that people eat today that are directly linked to the obesity epidemic, which means that they have a vested interest in selling those crops. Do you really think they're going to tell people, look, corn, wheat, probably not a good thing to eat? Of course not. Those are the most heavily subsidized crops. Our government has no business telling people what to eat. They don't know what is healthy. They don't. And so they're dictating the my plate, the food pyramid. Big mistake. The government needs to get out of our pantry completely. That's it. People, and this is all a result of the government's attitude that people are too stupid to care for themselves. That's where this comes from. Oh, you're too stupid to know what's good for you. So instead, we're going to give you misinformation. Listen to us. It's sad.
It is sad. I just want to mention real quick before we go into the break, there was a documentary done, I think it was a couple years ago, by a producer from Australia, and it's called That Sugar Film. Mm-hmm. And he basically changed his diet and started eating what here in the U.S. we call healthy foods.
Right.
And he did that for 60 days exclusively. And by the end of that period, he had self-induced pre-metabolic syndrome, or pre-diabetes, which is metabolic syndrome.
Right, right.
And he started having underlying hormonal problems.
Right.
And he was eating what we call healthy foods here in the U.S.
Right.
Yogurts that are loaded with sugar, granola bars that are loaded with sugar.
Oh, they're heart healthy.
Yeah. You know, just all kinds of foods that really aren't healthy.
No, but we call them healthy. Remember one day we were standing outside of Sam's Club and we were watching people roll their carts out? I wanted to ask people, you know, do you eat healthy?
Well, and that goes to say, so one person's idea of what's healthy is not another person's idea of what's healthy. So you have to educate yourself on what really is healthy.
Yeah, and what's really healthy is you have to return to a more ancestral diet where you had less stuff that came in boxes with labels. That's where it starts.
Less processed foods. Eat whole foods.
And that's hard for people to do today. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have lots more good stories. You're listening to Casual Friday. Stay tuned.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Nobel Prize winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. What do you want to talk about first?
Well, I want to talk about, we've talked about before, things that are windows into your health, because you can't really see what's going on inside you, but you do have things on the exterior that are affected by what's going on the inside.
Right.
So I want to talk about the skin for a minute.
Sure.
Have you ever heard of a butterfly rash?
No.
A butterfly rash is a rash that occurs across the face, and it's redness.
Oh, yeah. It looks like a butterfly's wings. So it comes across the bridge of the nose. But then down into the cheeks.
Down into the cheeks.
Yeah.
That could be a sign of lupus. But it could also mean rosacea or contact dermatitis.
Right.
So there's a couple different things, and you just would have to go to the doctor. But some people don't even pay attention to it.
A lot of people today have rosacea. We have friends that have it. Their faces are always red. And I believe that this comes from both the gut and the liver, and the gut and the liver play a role together, actually.
Well, also in the book that I'm reading about testosterone, Dr. Maupin does say that when you have a deficit of testosterone, it affects your body. You can actually, lupus, if you have lupus and you use testosterone, it can reverse the effects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. The next one is velvet plaques. So this is like and usually this happens in people that have a darker pigment, but they actually end up with like, the skin looks like it's fuzzy and dark colored, and it looks like velvet, like a dark colored velvet on their skin. You see this in people who generally have a darker pigment.
It's caused by obesity?
Well, it absolutely occurs in people who are obese, but that's because people who are obese have a lot of toxins inside their body.
Well, and it's a sign of diabetes.
You know, we talked about this when we were at Quest. Whenever somebody starts telling me about the detox diet, I call BS immediately. Okay? It's complete. Oh, drink this tea, it'll detox your diet, your body. BS.
Just fast.
Fasting is a better choice, or donating blood and fasting is a better choice if you really want to get toxins out of the body.
So,
but drinking a tea is not going to detox your body. And if you just have to apply some critical thinking, think about this. You've got decades of stored toxins in the fat cells.
Mm-hmm.
If you could drink a tea and make them release into the bloodstream, you'd be rushed to the hospital. You'd die.
So several years ago, I did a 5-day detox. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry, a 5-day fast. And things were released in my body.
Yes.
If you have a dormant infection, say, or it could come, it could come to the surface.
Right, right. Fasting improves autophagy and other functions of the body that are designed to break down metabolic waste. The best thing to do is to do a fast and then donate blood. Get all those things into your bloodstream in one shot and then get rid of a pint of dirty blood. If you really are interested in detoxification of the body, that's the only way you can do it. You can't eat certain foods to detox. You can't drink tea to detox. And even if it cleans out the digestive system and the alimentary canal, whatever you're doing, you know, like a lot of people, they'll take citrus of magnesia and stay home and poop for a day, right? I just detox my body. No. What you just did is tantamount to cleaning all the halls in your house, but not cleaning any of the rooms. The cells still have toxins in them. You may have cleaned out what's going through the body, through the digestive tract and the alimentary canal, but you didn't get anything out of the cells in your body. And that's the toxins are stored in tissue and especially fat tissue. The only way to get that out is regular fasting and blood donations. That's it. No one talks about this because fasting is too painful.
Well, that's not that painful when you get used to it.
The average American can't fast. They get the shakes because they're so metabolically inflexible and on the verge of developing diabetes that if they fast, they feel like they're going to pass out.
I haven't eaten since 6 o'clock last night.
Neither have I. And I actually start to feel a little bit euphoric when
I feel better.
Mm-hmm. when we were at Quest, I was checking my ketones every day. My ketones were 1.1, 1.2, 1.4.
And where does a person want them to be?
Anything at 0.5 or above, you're in ketosis. So I was raging keto. I was producing a lot of ketones. And that kills cancer. It helps to kill some cancers.
We need to get a monitor so that we can start checking our ketones on a regular basis.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, what's the next
one? Okay, the next one is leg plaque. It's red on the edges and gold in the center. And if you have that, it's a sign of diabetes also.
So you see this in people who are diabetes, right? They're very overweight. You know that they have type 2 diabetes. Below the knee, they get this real red, almost rash look on their legs that has these dry circular patches.
It may crack and become itchy or painful.
Yeah, this is another sign that you probably have type 2 diabetes. How about itchy violet bumps on your wrist? What is that from?
It's a rash that's reddish purple flat-topped bumps that might itch like crazy. It appears on the wrist or the ankles. It may be in the mouth or on the lower back, neck, legs, and genitals.
Right. It causes unknown, right?
And it's linked to hepatitis C.
I think it's a fungus.
Really?
I think it's a fungus.
It looks like a fungus.
Yeah, and I think it is a fungus. I think that a lot of us have funguses. See, funguses thrive in a high-sugar environment. Think about that. Funguses love sugar. So you have all these people. Go back to what we were talking about earlier. You know, You have people that are consuming high amounts of starches and sugars day in and day out. Funguses thrive. You see a lot of toenail fungus today. You see lots of people have these patches of skin that won't tan when they go in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fungus. That's a fungus on your skin. It actually rids the pigment from inside the skin. So I think that's a fungus. Flesh-colored orange peel patches on the back.
Is that what you were just talking about that won't get tanned from
that
the sun?
That could be it. Let's see. Chagrin patches are flesh-colored lesions on the lower back that have textures of an orange peel. They often occur with other skin signs, red and brown acne-like bumps spreading across the cheeks, nose, and spots. Underpigmented skin, most often on the trunk. Yeah, I think this is a fungus.
It's a sign that they have a rare genetic disease called tuberous sclerosis that causes benign tumors to grow in the brain and other vital organs.
Wow. Wow.
That's interesting. Tripe palms. It's where you have a skin condition in which the skin of the palm becomes thick and velvety white with pronounced folds in the lines of the hand. That's interesting.
Yeah. So about 90% of them are linked to cancer.
Yes.
That's sad. Very, very sad. How about wooden hands and feet? Didn't Geppetto make a puppet named Pinocchio that had it? first described in 1997, nephrogenic systemic fibrosis. It starts as a brown discoloration and indentation of the lower arms and legs. Very soon, the hands and feet become brown and like wood. Sometimes they also have small yellow spots in the eyes. Research only recently found that the dye used during MRI exams triggers this condition in some people who have kidney disease. Interesting.
Scaly rash on the buttocks, and it's called red tongue. It's sometimes with small erosions of the skin. It's seen more often in elderly people. I couldn't get that word out. Sorry. It tends to start in the fold of the buttocks or the palms, but it can be seen elsewhere. It's a bright red, painful. Oh, and it's also on the tongue. Bright red, painful tongue is common.
Liquid, it's the condition usually
signals a pancreatic tumor.
A pancreatic tumor and glaucoma. I'm sorry. I take that back. Usually a gluconoma, which is a type of cancer. But anyway, pancreatic cancer is some of the most deadly.
It's the most fatal, yeah.
So these are some skin conditions that you need to watch out for that says to you that something is going on inside your body, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a reason why a bump shows up on your body.
I want to stay with skin for a second. I want to take a break. And when we come back, EWG just came out with a new list of products, right, that people need to watch out for.
A new seal of approval.
Oh, a new seal of approval. And we know what they do. They point out the harmful things in women's cosmetics. And
great organization.
So let's do this. Let's take a break. We'll be right back with more.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Madebyhemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire your order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics to today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back.
That's a good song.
Yeah. Well, good song.
Okay, so I just want to talk about really quick, we were talking about skin conditions a few minutes ago. I want to talk about rosacea. There was just a new study that came out just this week from the Danish National Health Registry System. They looked at the entire Danish population from 1997 through 2012, which is roughly 5.6 million men and women, and about 82,000 of those people had rosacea. What they found, they did find a link between rosacea and Alzheimer's disease.
Right. Now, obviously, rosacea is probably corollary to Alzheimer's disease. Something else is going on that's causing Alzheimer's disease that's also causing rosacea. But it comes back to the microbiome. So we're going to be doing a show in an upcoming weeks about a study that I just read that is so intriguing because I love studies where all the science that we talk about on the show kind of intersect and have meaning.
Yes.
There's a study that was just published that links type 1 diabetes, which is autoimmune attack of the islet cells of the pancreas, to certain gut microbes, or the, I take that back, the missing certain gut microbes in young children, because you usually develop it when you're young. And the role of butyrate in mitigating the development of type 1 diabetes, which butyrate is what you produce when you're on a ketogenic diet.
Really?
So, you know, when we, there was a study published a few months ago that linked the onset, that one of the earliest symptoms of Parkinson's disease may be chronic constipation. And that chronic constipation has been identified as a change in the landscape of the gut microbes. So rosacea, the gut and the liver, we know that alcohol causes a breakdown in a film that keeps bad pathogenic microbes sequestered in the gut and allows them to leak into the liver, and that is where cirrhosis comes from. So I'm telling you all these things because when you start to connect these dots, you know, skin problems, they come from the gut and the liver.
It all leads back to the gut.
Gut and the liver.
Or inflammation.
The gut and the, well, inflammation is a response to when things go wrong in the gut. But I mean, when we look at these types, I'm sure that Alzheimer's disease has a component that starts in the gut. And the more we understand about the microbes that live inside of us, and those that are beneficial and those that aren't, the more we will start to understand that the skin is the way toxins escape. And when you have problems with your liver, a lot of times those things show up on the skin. For instance, acne vulgaris, right? Poor kids who have cystic acne. It's a result of liver dysfunction when they give them high doses of vitamin A. I'm talking about 100,000 IUs a day for 60 to 90 days. Or synthetic vitamin A, which is Accutane, and it's very bad, the acne vulgaris goes away because it changes the landscape of the liver.
So why do you say the Accutane is very bad, but the real vitamin A is not?
Because the body knows how to cope with and rid itself of real vitamin A, but Accutane is a modified form of vitamin A that the liver has a hard time excreting, and so it develops toxicity to the Accutane. And that's why they tell, you know, you can't use Accutane if you plan on having children in the next 5 years.
Is Accutane just a synthetic form?
It's a modified, yes, it's synthetic vitamin A so that they could patent it and they could sell it as a drug because vitamin A is so cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But, I mean, we're getting it now. We're starting to understand that all these diseases that we have, you know, diabetes has now been reduced to changes in gut flora. And so when we start to look at these things, and we know that diet plays a role in gut flora. So when we talk about the American diet and what's healthy, we're feeding our gut flora the wrong things. Our gut flora is causing disease. But it's just amazing. And I believe that the reason that rosacea and Alzheimer's disease are associated is because they're starting in the gut and the liver. That's my 2 cc's on it.
Right.
There you go.
So do you think everybody should be using probiotics and prebiotics?
Probiotics, prebiotics, eliminating certain foods from the diet that we know are not good, addressing gut issues with things like peptides like BPC-157 and maybe even fulvic acid. Yes, I think that, you know, the healthier your gut is, the longer you will live, and the healthy people who have GERD, That's like the stomach is screaming at you. It's going, look, we've been sick for a long time. What the F are you doing? GERD is a failure of the esophageal sphincter, mechanical failure. So the contents of the stomach are now getting out. Okay. In order for the sphincter to fail, lots of things have to be going wrong with the stomach, including chronic inflammation. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when we, you know, and instead of listening to Larry, the cable guy, idiot that he is, hey, when the foods you love don't love you, take Prilosec. No, when the foods you love don't love you, stop eating those foods. They don't love you. They're killing you.
Carl hates that commercial.
I do. I can't believe this idiot is giving people advice. Okay.
Okay, so just really quick, I just want to mention the Environmental Working Group has just launched a new program where they're going to verify different cosmetics.
Right.
And they have a seal of approval that will go on these healthy cosmetics.
This is so needed for women. Women put stuff on their face every single day that's absorbed, and a lot of these things are so harmful for them.
So, people don't know what's in these things.
We were out in L.A. and I saw a big bulletin board for Obagi. I said to Elisa, you used to use Obagi, right? It's very expensive stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you said, I stopped. Why?
Because it has parabens in it.
So just because you're paying a lot of money for something doesn't mean it's going to be good for you.
No. Here again, you have to look at the label and make sure everything. Remember when we were in Mexico and they had the mouthwash had triclosan in it?
Yeah.
Of all things, triclosan.
And it was proud. It said, con triclosan. Like, oh, this is so good. Like, don't these people know what triclosan is doing to people?
And we all know it's feminizing the fish.
Well, it's an endocrine disruptor. And so you're putting it in your mouth and you're gargling with it? Really?
So so the EWG has developed this program. So you can go to their website and check it out.
So it saves you from having to really look at the label. If they approve it, then they've already looked at the label.
Right. 118 items so far made the cut and got their seal of approval. Beauty Counter, I've never heard of them. And MyShell, MyCHELLE. So
there's one other thing I want to talk about before we pull the plug on today's show.
What is that?
You know how I hate these articles that pander. Right, when the resveratrol study was published that it had similar effects as exercise on people who didn't exercise, some idiot in the UK wrote an article for the Daily Mail that said, "Skip the gym and have a glass of wine." Remember that?
I do remember that.
Okay.
Yes,
and we've talked about that because that is just stupid advice. But people love to hear things that support their chosen form of poison. So people were like, "Oh, see, I knew drinking was good for me." And reality was,
I don't need to go to the gym.
Yeah, the wine has resveratrol, but the amount of wine you'd have to drink in order to get a therapeutic dose of resveratrol is like 1,000 bottles a day. But they don't say that in the article because they want people to come and read it. So Here's another one. This is from the website Parent Herald. And the article title says, combining weightlifting and protein shakes can lead to baldness. So what they did was they looked at a study that shows that testosterone increases from training and drinking a protein shake. And they extrapolated from that, that that would lead to male pattern baldness. So they said, ergo, drinking protein shakes and lifting weights are going to make you bald. Now, this there's nothing further from the truth. First of all, they cite dihydrotestosterone production as a metabolite of testosterone, but DHT levels only go up in people who have a high level of an enzyme called 5-alpha reductase. So they're just assuming that because your testosterone is going up, your DHT is going up, and that's not true. That's not true. But more importantly, two-thirds of all men with male pattern baldness have poor blood flow to the scalp, not DHT activation on the follicle. And that is a result of being a slothful, lazy person who doesn't train and being pre-diabetic because diabetes shuts down blood vessels. But that wouldn't, that all of those details won't get people to read this article. So they blatantly ignore the facts to get people to read an article.
So here it says, protein shakes often contain growth hormones such as DHEA and creatine, which do not only increase muscle mass, but also raise testosterone levels in the blood.
That's not even true.
I know. That's why not, I'm reading it.
I know. That's not even true. First of all, protein shakes don't contain DHEA.
Or creatine unless you add it to
creatine
it.
Creatine has never been linked to raising testosterone levels. I would have been... I thought you were going to say IGF-1, which they do.
Well, we've even done shows on creatine where it's so beneficial, for, especially in the older population.
Right.
It helps to ward off Alzheimer's disease.
Right. So Parent Herald website gets two thumbs down for allowing this kind of trash to be published and as a result confuse people further. The author, persona non grata, Diane Palmer, did a terrible, terrible thing by trying to convince people that weightlifting and protein shakes are going to lead to baldness. Shame, shame on you. We know your name. So there you go. I hate these kind of articles. It's just, I mean, you know what? I can have such a big audience if I decided I'm just going to lie about everything and just pander and sensationalize everything. I mean, I could come up with these kind of stupid attributions as well if I wanted to.
Well...
maybe I'm
hopefully people
out.
Don't believe these articles.
I hope not, but it's hard to... All right, so this is our first live show in 3 weeks. We're in the studio, and we will be here every day moving forward. We hope that you enjoyed today's show. And I have a lot of stuff to put up on the website. We have a lot of catching up to do. We have shows that have to be posted, and I'm going to get that all done this weekend. For those of you who are jonesing, I'm getting emails from people going, where are my Superhuman Radio episodes? So we're going to fix that very quickly. And we'll see everybody next week with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.
Bye.